It is always God's will to bless and heal His people. Whereby, we might not have the man Jesus with us right now to guide us, and direct us into our custom healing path. If we are led by the counsel of God's Holy Spirit within us, then the same healing options are available to us today, as they were in the days of Jesus' earthly ministry. As the scripture says, "For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name." Psalm 138:2. For every healing is of and from Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God our healer. We very often read through the healing accounts thinking that was back then, but things are different now. And we don't make the connection that the same healing that happened over 2,000 years ago can also be ours. As you listen to the various healings, meditate on the certain situation. Imagine what others may have been going through, and if they were desperate and seeking their healing. We are often told, as it's recorded in Scripture, that Jesus healed them all, and it's inferred to us that we are not even to dare question this, implying that if we do, it might make us less spiritual and somehow weaken our faith. However, when we study and meditate on each healing, asking ourselves who was healed and who was not healed, we can gain a clearer understanding of how and why they were healed. We can only say that Jesus healed all those who came to Him and believed that He was able to heal them. You see, healing was accomplished back then, the same as it is also accomplished today, by believing that Jesus, God, is able to heal us through faith. For Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, is the same yesterday, today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. So, as you listen to each of the healings in this book, reflect on the part that each person played in their healing. Very often we think of Jesus having a magic wand, but this is not the case. Those that were healed by Him were open to receive from Him. This would also be the same today as receiving by faith. There is no way around it. If you want to receive healing, it has to be done by God's grace and our faith in believing that He is able. As you listen to these healings, you will see how faith is involved in a person's healing. Just as salvation is for all times, the ministry of healing and deliverance is also for all times. When we look at the great commission that Jesus gave us as a command of what all believers are instructed to do, we can clearly see that healing is also for today. "And these signs shall follow them that believe: in My name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Mark 16:17-18. Therefore, I encourage you, as you listen to the healing accounts in this audiobook, know that these are actual events. That physical healing did not die off with the apostles, nor was it replaced with the modern medical procedures that we have. Scripture tells us that healing is part of the gospel, and we know that God's promises always remain true. Therefore, put your hope in God, the true healer, Jehovah Rapha, rather than in a certain man or a set of circumstances. For with the same faith, determination, and assurance in God's word, these same healings, deliverance, and miracles can happen to you also. For God is no respecter of persons. What He will do for one, He will do for the other. So, let's get started and build up our faith. This book contains approximately 40 healings from the Gospels and 12 healings within the book of Acts, done by various disciples. Each one is unique and shows us different principles of healing, having a short summarization after it.